FOIA thing, but it works for the Secretary of Transportation. But, you know, as part of the committee's work, they came up with, you know, proposed legislation, you know, based on, you know, some pressures from outside, and there's no, DLDOT is not really pushing it, it's this committee. And, you know, we've gotten people interested in sponsoring the bills, and we just haven't gotten enough interest in sponsoring it to actually introduce it. And like Garrett said, it's an increase in taxes. Nobody wants to increase taxes. So, and right now, I don't think there's an official sponsor for it. So I don't think it's going to go anywhere anytime soon.
So, and that committee is the one that you're on, one of 13 members?
Yeah, it's nine, but yeah.
Nine, okay.
And so you're responsible for this, then?
I was in other discussions. I'll take the blame or the credit, whatever you want to give me.
Okay. Any more comments on number nine there? I mean, the only other comment I had, Jim, is obviously you're aware of how many LLCs or incorporations there are out of the little. I've never found that address in Lewis.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about is like Greystoke.
Yeah.
Rose, anybody know?
Yeah, I've seen it. I saw it. Yeah. You know where it's at? Mm-hmm.
It is right by Red Mill Pond.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's at that little, almost like a strip center where that
brick. Incorporate Delaware? Is it?
Yeah, Harvard, Harvard Business Services. That's him.
Okay. So he owns lots of planes, huh?
They do it for tax, to avoid sales tax.
There's obviously a lot of general aviation. I mean, if there's a $500 registration fee on general aviation.
It wouldn't be $500. It's a graduated number. I'm going to give you that impression. It's,
well, you said $500.
You know, like $25, but up to, you know, for a 747, it would be $500, I think. That's what I'm saying. So 747, if you're operating a 747, $500 a year
about it, probably not.
Is nothing.
It'll be $100 this year.
Do you need to contact Greystoke for anything?
Yeah. No. We were just talking that. I'd recommend go to the FAA website and, you know, and find your way to the N number inquiry.
I've done.
And just, you know, look at aircraft that are registered in the state. And it's amazing. You didn't know owned airplanes.
Yeah. Right. Right. So, I mean, there's a lot of them.
You know,
in there,
700 something in Sussex County, you know, we've got 50 airplanes based here. So.
Yeah, and maybe another.
Where are the rest of them?
Laurel.
Another five at Laurel.
Laurel.
And you got Selbyville.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've got 55 to 60 down here. And, all right, so where's the other 640?
Yep.
And then five of them are in Florida.
Yeah. So, okay. What's this handout?
All right. Before we get into that, I sent everybody the email about the cell phone tower in Cabbage Corner. Let me just review that with you. If you're going to build something that sticks up above a certain plane around the runway, you know, it's 100 to 1. Or if you're above 200 feet AGL, you have to notify the FAA, and then, which is what this cell phone company did. It's a Verizon Wireless cell phone tower. It's 150 feet tall, and it, you know, they submitted their notice to the FAA. The FAA did their analysis and decided that, according to Part 77, this would be a hazard to air navigation. So they circularized the case, as they call it. You know, they put out public notices to everybody that this is being proposed, and here's the effect that it's going to have on the airport. What it's going to mean for us is our GPS LNAV minimums would be 460 feet for a minimum descent altitude. They weren't able to tell me what it would be without the tower, other than it would be something lower.
That's so proud, we would have,
yeah, and I probably just didn't get to the right TERPS guy to talk about that. But it will have an effect. They're looking for public comments. Everybody got the email with the link to it. You know, just go on there. I think.